2-0. High fly ball to left center. At the wall. Grand slam. 7-0 Chicago.
What a night for Cubs fans and Illinois. The Chicago Cubs have fought back from being down 3-1 in the World Series to force a Game 7 tonight. That was Joe Buck on Fox calling Addison Russell's grand slam that helped the Cubs cruise to a 9-3 win last night. Welcome to the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. Today we're talking about not just Cubs, in a few minutes about how many politicians running for state office don't have an opponent. And we'll also be looking at an effort to reform the amount of money people have to pay for bail. But first, the Cubs. We've been following the team's playoff run all month. Last night, they beat Cleveland to force a winner-take-all Game 7 tonight in the World Series. If the Cubs win, they'll end not just a 108-year World Series championship drought. That's actually the longest drought in baseball history. We went to Kavanaugh's Hilltop Tavern in Rock Island, Illinois, to watch the game with some fans last night. Let's take a listen.
I mean, we've never seen a World Series in our lifetime. So this is just indescribable. It's too much stress. It really is.
It's very exciting. I thought they'd win tonight. And I think if they win tonight with this momentum, they're going to go all the way this year. So
my favorite player is Anthony Rizzo. He's a lot of fun to watch. He's dynamic. He makes things happen. And he's got a really great last name, too.
I love the team so much. I think it's fun to watch them all, just the camaraderie they have.
People singing that song badly all across Illinois. That's what we heard last night. You heard from Cubs fans Mike Metzger, Katie Monford, Dan Metzger in Rock Island. Thanks to Augustana College Senior, one of our former interns, Ben Thomas Payne, for recording that audio for us, and to Sean Newman for producing it. We've been checking in with WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Raceout throughout the playoffs. She joins us on the phone now from Cleveland, where she was covering the game last night. She'll be back again covering Game 7 this evening. Cheryl, welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you, Nyla.
I just want to take a second here, right? Not only are you covering Game 7 of the World Series, it's Game 7 of the World Series for the Chicago Cubs, being one win away from ending a 108-year drought. How are you feeling this morning, Cheryl?
I'm a little tired, but it's exciting. It's going to be history if they do it. And I tweeted it out. This would be my 12th championship that I've covered. So, and this is the crown jewel.
What is it like this morning in Cleveland?
Well, it's pretty passive right now, because I'm sure the anticipation is going to get stronger and stronger as the day goes on. I mean, last night they had both the Cavs playing again at the same time as the Indians, and so there was a lot of activity going on in that whole area. In fact, the Cavaliers Stadium, they had the game going on their video TVs, and then LeBron James came over.
I was going to say, LeBron came over after the game, because he was at the game for the last part of it. Okay.
How wild is that?
Did you expect last night's game to go the way it did, especially how the Cubs came out so strong dominating the game?
I thought they could win the game, because I thought this particular pitcher, Josh Tomlin, would have a difficult time on 3 days rest. And I thought that the Cubs, the way they had played on Sunday night, would carry over. Can it happen today? I don't know. But I thought last night was going to be key, and they did it early. When Chris Bryant had that home run, it set the table. And then when Addison Russell had the grand slam, it just closed the door on the Indians.
And, Cheryl, when we think about that misplay, the error in the outfield mm-hmm. that Cleveland had in the first inning, I think Cubs fans have spent their whole lives watching things like that happen to them, right? And thinking of Brent Brown's drop fly ball in 1998 coming to mind. I mean, the idea that they just missed, I was like, is this happening? Did they just miss the ball?
Yeah. I mean, and it's not considered an error because no one touched it. It was called a double. But, it should be considered an error. But you had a rookie center fielder in Tyler Naquan, and he just misplayed the ball. And the whole, you could feel it in the stadium, Progressive Field, you could feel the air just went out at that point, because that was a devastating blow right at the beginning of the game.
What do you think it's like for Cubs fans to be on the other side of moments like this?
I think it's disbelief. I think for fans to be going through this right now, I think it's a dreamlike state because you can't imagine this after so long and so many things going wrong that it finally could be right. And even if they don't win, they are a team built for the future. So it's not like it's all doom and gloom. I really think that there's a lot more positives no matter what happens tonight.
Right. I think the fact that they won, and that was the conversation we were having around the office this morning, right? The fact that they made it to game six, that they won game six, going to having this be a 7-game series, ultimately, no matter the outcome this evening, has to mean a lot for Cubs fans.
It sure does. And actually, it's really the whole country is awoken to the Cubs. You know, they've really are invested now in the young players, in the Rizzos, in the Russells, in the, you know, all these young players are on this team, are excitable, and they're fun to watch, and they play well. And it's really good for baseball. Baseball always needs to have some team to come to the forefront and carry it because now you have so many things to watch and see, and baseball really needs the Cubs right now.
For all of the people who have jumped on the bandwagon, people who do not understand baseball, as well as diehard Cubs fans, what should either of those groups be watching out for this evening?
Tonight's going to be interesting to see how Corey Kluber, the Indian starter who is going after history, trying to be one of the few pitchers to win 3 World Series games. Going to be hard. He's, again, on 3 days rest. And these Cubs bats came alive against a curveball last night. And not that Tomlin is the same as Kluber, but it does help. The other thing is going to be watch how does Kyle Hendricks handle it. They do hit him a little bit because they're a contact team, but he's got nerves of steel. So the pitching is going to be interesting. And then watch how these managers, Terry Francona and Joe Maddon, use their bullpen. It's going to be interesting because Joe Maddon's going to go to John Lester and John Lackey if he has to.
Well, and that's the thing, Cheryl, because it's game 7. It's not like anybody needs. I mean, this is really it. You're not going to rest anybody. What do we think Joe Maddon's going to do? Is he going to have how many pitchers do you think he's going to have in this game tonight?
Every single one that he has to use.
Seven?
He'll use all of them. Inning by inning, pitch by pitch, that's what he has to do tonight. You know, in the middle of July when we're sitting there in the hot sun and, you know, in the press box and we're watching a manager going out to the mound 3-4 times to take out a relief pitcher, we turn to each other and go, is he managing the 7th game of the World Series? We always say that. Tonight, that's when it's true.
He is actually managing the 7th game of the World Series. So what's Joe Maddon going to do? And I think for people who don't care about sports, the storyline of these two teams and their histories really is a remarkable thing that's going to happen this evening, isn't it, Cheryl?
It is. It's intriguing. I mean, you're talking about long droughts. You're talking about fan bases that have been faithful to their teams.
Decades.
You're talking about two teams that rebuilt themselves to be winners. And that's what we're seeing.
WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Reisnout from Cleveland giving us the lowdown ahead of tonight's Game 7 of the World Series. Thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Hey, hey,